This is lesson 13 of Makharij and Sifat series. In this lesson, we'll tackle three letters: Tha, Vel, and Dha. And for these three sounds, we'll be using the tip of the tongue. If you're particularly curious about Dha, one of the more problematic sounds, it is important to watch the entire lesson to understand how we'll use the other two sounds to reach a point where Dha is extremely easy to produce, inshallah. So take it step by step. Now let's get started with Tha. Tha is actually not a difficult sound, but it is surely a sound that needs getting used to, especially if your mother tongue is not English or Greek. So how is it pronounced? Well, Tha is pronounced when the tip of the tongue touches the tip of the upper front teeth. When this happens, air will flow from both sides of the tongue, producing the proper Tha sound. So again, the tip of the tongue is touching the tip of the upper front teeth. This is a very important step. It is very important that you feel the edge of the upper teeth on the tip of your tongue. It should look like this. The tongue is not protruding out, and it is not behind the upper teeth either. In other words, tip touching the tip. Getting this movement right is very crucial and basic to go through this entire lesson. So make sure you're getting this right. Tha. Eth. 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 ثمود ثرى غيث مثل. If you can master this sound, then the other two sounds should not be a problem at all, inshallah. So, moving on to the next one, ذل. And ذل is a carbon copy of ث sound. But there is just one little difference. Yes, you might have guessed it. Thal is the voiced version of Tha. So Tha is voiceless, meaning we do not vibrate the vocal cords when pronouncing it, but Thal is a voiced sound. So the humming of the vibration of the vocal cords will be added to the sound. So to produce Thal, the tip of the tongue is touching the tip of the upper front teeth, and the vocal cords are vibrating. The. Eth. 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 Thalik. Wa idh akhadhna. Wa idh akhadhna. So the tip of the tongue is touching the tip of the upper front teeth with the vocal cords vibrating. Next is Dha. And if you learned these sounds in order, Dha should not be a problem whatsoever, because you're going to add one little detail to Thal, which is the fact that Dha is the full mouth version of Thal. In other words, to pronounce Dha, you will pronounce Thal as full mouth, which means you will raise the back of the tongue to create that full, heavy sound. So, to recap on how to pronounce Dha properly. 1. Tip of the tongue is touching the tip of the upper front teeth. And 2. The vocal cords are vibrating. And 3. The back of the tongue is raised, producing that heavy sound. Av. 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 Dha. Dhalam. Dhu. Dhulal. Dhi. Dhilal. Idhama. Ghalidh. So to pronounce Dha, you need to learn how to pronounce Thal. And to pronounce Thal, you need to learn how to pronounce Tha. And here are the differences between these three sounds. Eth, eth, av. Finally, the common mistakes involving these three sounds. The first common mistake is the wrong placement of the tongue. If the tongue is protruding too much, as we indicated before, it might produce the letter, but it will weaken its sound and it disturbs the pronunciation of other letters by putting the tongue farther away than it should, making its transition to other places to produce other sounds more difficult. And if it is behind the teeth, then the sound will not be produced at all, and it will produce a different sound. However, when it is put in the right place, the tip against the tip, the sound will be produced properly, and the transition will go smoothly. An easy trick that you can apply to make sure that you're doing it right is by looking into a mirror to see if your placement is proper. The second mistake is pronouncing del as del. So, for example, saying dhikr as dikr with de sound. These two sounds are completely different, and some learners make the mistake of pronouncing it as zay. So instead of saying dhikr, they would say zikr. And both of these are clear mistakes that must not be made when reciting the Qur'an. The final mistake is, when producing tha, some learners mispronounce it as seen. So instead of saying thamud, they would say samud. And others make the mistake of pronouncing tha as ta. So instead of saying mithl, they would say mitl. And these two are clear mistakes that should be avoided at all times when reciting the Qur'an. So these were the last letters involving the tongue. And next lesson will be the last lesson of our journey of Makharij, insha'Allah. Thanks for watching. If you want to start reading and understanding the Qur'an in Arabic, then you should start your journey right here. And don't forget to check out my latest book, which goes perfectly with this free course. I'll leave the links for all of them in the description, so check them out. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.